Hey guys, welcome to the Single Parent Succeed podcast. This is the Josh Talk segment, and this is a segment that I go through my own experiences, my own thoughts, my own views. I really hope that I'm adding some value to you guys listening, and please enjoy. Hey guys, this is Josh. I'm a little bit under the weather, so if I get a little bit raspy, please forgive me. Anyways, so I wanted to discuss the first step to being empowered, to feeling that empowerment, to feeling strong and no longer feeling helpless. Okay? No longer feeling alone, no longer feeling the downs in the trenches that we might get sometimes when we go through that hard time. We all have been through it. We all know what it feels like, whether you've broken up with a girlfriend, whether you are, you know, looking for a job and just can't find it yet, whether you have just gone through divorce. Okay. So, you know, whatever it is, this is the first step. And the first step, it requires decision, guys. Okay? If we feel helpless at any point in time, if we feel hopeless at any point in time, we need to be able to remember that we have that chance. We have that ability to decide right now and then what it is that we want. Now, this is not just for feeling hopeless. This is for any situation where we want to move, where we want to be able to do something and direct ourselves in any sort of way. Okay, because when we're in a situation that we feel stuck, when we are in a situation that we want to move out of, a lot of the times we just tell ourselves that we can't do it. We feed ourselves just negative words, negative feelings, and we just continue that cycle of being stuck. So the second that we decide and we make that decision inside is the second that we begin to feel that empowerment. Okay, so I want you to go through a little exercise here that I'm going to take you through. All right, and if you have a couple minutes, I hope that, you know, if you're not driving the car, if you're driving the car, please don't do it, obviously. But if you're at home or if you're somewhere else, let's just take a little time aside for yourself. Okay. And I want you to take this time aside because I want you to experience right now that feeling that comes with making that decision. I want you to experience the feeling that comes along with the positive effect that that change, that that pathway will lead you to. All right? Because once again, we're not going to change until our decision to change is going to be stronger than our decision to stay the same, right? And if we can clearly see and we can clearly experience that difference and how positively it can affect us, then we naturally will want to be drawn towards making that change. So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes for a minute, okay? And I want you to take a deep breath, all right? Take a deep breath, and I want you to think back to a time that you really felt negative, okay? I want you to take you back to a time where you felt that you really, you had nowhere to turn, that you felt like the walls were closed around you. And I want you to remember maybe who was around you at that time, or I want you to remember where you were at that time. And I want you to experience that for a minute. Remember that feeling. Remember what it was maybe that was running through your head. What feelings were associated with it, how you felt around the people around you. And the chances are probably not very good. The chances are that you felt small, or you felt hurt, or you felt that there was nowhere to turn, or you felt like it was your fault. You felt like you couldn't do anything about it, and that you're stuck. Now, I want you to go back to a time now, okay? And I want you to take yourself out of that moment where you felt stuck. And I want you to imagine a time in your life that you felt proud. It could be anything. It could be any situation. It could be associated with any person. It can really be maybe some work that you've accomplished, maybe a contest, maybe something that has to do with sports, maybe it has to do with your kids. Maybe it has to do with your family, maybe whatever it has to do. I want you to close your eyes and I want you to think about that experience that you had. Take a deep breath through your nose. Imagine who was there. Where were you? Okay. Where? When was it? And I want you to feel the way, and I want you to feel what it is that you were going through at that time. How does it feel? You probably feel bigger. You probably feel stronger. You feel more open. Like the doors that were once closed in the other situation are now all open to you. That they're there. That possibilities are in reach. It probably feels amazing. And it probably feels empowering. Right? Because that's what happens. What situation feels better? What situation would you rather be in? And I'm assuming here that you obviously are saying the second situation. You want to be in that state. You want to be in that state of feeling open. You want to be in that state of a world that has nothing that holds itself back from you, where you can go in the pathways that you want. You want to feel that. Now you could open your eyes, okay, take a deep breath, and I want you to keep that feeling that you just left off with. Now, I want you to decide for yourself what direction do you want to go in? What direction would make you feel better about yourself and who you are? And obviously, I'm assuming that you're going with the second once again. And I just want to explain to you right now a little bit of what it is that you've done, is that you yourself have gone into your thought process, and you are now feeling what it is that you are thinking about. Okay? You are feeling what it is that you are thinking about. And this is something that happens all the time. It's our focus. We are feeling what we are focusing in on. And if you want to feel good, feel open, feel inspired, feel connected, feel motivated, we need to be focusing on what it is that we do want. Now, we're all humans. We all go through ups and downs. It is completely natural. But it's this sort of thinking that will give you that ability to continue to move, to stay motivated. And on top of that, if you can decide from that little experience, decide that you want to make a change because you felt that difference. You felt what it is, what it feels like to feel open, to feel strong. That when we decide to make that change, that is the first step to feeling empowered on a consistent basis when we're feeling helpless. Now, you can use this sort of meditation, you know, in any other situation. And I don't necessarily mean you need to go into the negative. I was just having you compare it because I wanted you to connect what it's like to imagine a situation and the feelings that come with it. Your feelings come from your thoughts. And when you're feeling a certain way, you're going to act a certain way. And when we are thinking in a negative pattern, our feelings are negative. And when our feelings are negative, our actions are negative. And then we beat ourselves up for it, and it just loops and loops and loops. When we can make the decision that we want to change, that we want the good, that we want to feel strong, that we want to feel empowered, and we can choose something in our lives, one thing that we can do, because every situation has something. There is something in every situation that we may do to help us feel that empowerment. I can't answer you. I don't have your answers to you as to what it is that you need to do as in regards to what action do you need to take. But maybe take some time to think about it. Maybe that action might be being more aware of your thoughts. Maybe that action might be going to the gym. Maybe that action might be having that conversation that you've been avoiding. Whatever it is, when you decide what it is that you want to do and you make the decision that you will change, the empowerment that comes from that is massive. So that is what I have to offer you today. And I really hope that you can take some value from that. Because in whatever situation you are in life, however low or however not low, through deciding that we want something else, through focusing our thoughts in the right place, we can open up a whole universe within us and around us to a reality that we never thought could have existed, to a reality that we are now able to enter and create what it is that we want to do in our lives. I hope you guys have a beautiful day. Merry Christmas. And wishing blessings to everyone.